Hello everybody, yes, it's me, Matt Willis. It is the 1st of December. It's that time of year again. It's time for the Christmas crackers. So, with no further ado, let's get started with my little helper. Jackson, what day is it, buddy?
Day one.
Our number one games, yours is obvious and so is mine.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what is your number one game you're looking forward to more than any of this year?
Any guesses? I know Matt might have taken a sneaky peek.
I genuinely didn't see. But I would have a guess that Legend of Zelda, that was the one that's on a horse.
Legend of Zelda on a horse.
I'm not playing a Zelda game. not Cadence of Hyrule. Although you are looking forward to that, I know you are.
Cadence of Hyrule came out last June.
Played it?
Yes, I played the demo.
And
I played
the actual game.
Yeah, I played. My other mate Matt's got it.
So okay. I'll let you off. I am trying to fill the time. It's really not helped me at all there. But it's going to come into my head. Nope, it's not going to help me out. You know, is that the one I'm talking about? Breath of the Wild. There it is.
Oh, Breath of the Wild.
Is that the game, Christian?
Maybe.
It's not. What is it, Chris?
It is Breath of the Wild 2. Even though it's not 100% locked in for this year, I think the fact that Sony and Microsoft are showing up the new consoles, Nintendo do need a bigger game. And given the success of Breath of the Wild...
Sorry.
No, Matt Mass has lost it. What a game title. Legend of Zelda on a horse.
Can't say that. I think this is the most fun out of this show ever.
I think this is making a blooper bit, yeah?
This is going to be a Christmas... this is all staying in. This is going to be a Christmas cracker.
Again, COVID did what it made. Like, the reveal trailer was my number one gaming moment of 2019 on my last podcast.
No one saw it coming.
The fact they did it so well, like it wasn't immediately obvious it's a Zelda game, and then... Right, there you are.
I've seen the reactions. You show me, might be a dozen, if not more.
There's people compile people's reactions. They've done like 3 25-minute videos of different people's reactions, and they're all kind of disbelief and stuff like that. But anyway, enough about reactions.
Sorry.
In terms of the game, like, the thing with the Legend of Zelda stuff is they're using the same engine as Breath of the Wild, so a lot of stuff's already pre-made. So they don't need to do a lot of the groundwork they did for the first game. And so I think the fact that it's been in development for the best part of 2 years means it should be on track for 2020, especially holiday.
But do you get a horse?
I assume so. In Breath of the Wild, you could get your own horse anyway. So
you get a motorcycle as well.
I think we've answered Matt's question then. Matt, you do get a horse.
Whether you can play as Zelda on the horse, that's a different thing. There have been rumours about Zelda being playable, which, considering she featured quite heavy in the trailer...
It bugs me. They're called The Legend of Zelda, and you don't play as Zelda, you play as Link. It bugs me for as long as I can remember.
Zelda's one of the central characters. Do not
get me started on this, okay? I have a problem with people...
It's not that complicated.
It's just...
So, do you not like Metal? What's the problem with it being called Metal Gear Solid when it doesn't mention the main character's name?
Solid!
The whole plot doesn't make sense. Should we also bring that up?
We haven't got time! We haven't got time for that!
I mean, there was a deadly disease about language. I don't even understand how that works.
We don't have enough time to look at that. Anyway,
Breath of the Wild 2, like, I love what they did with Breath of the Wild. I love how they changed up the Zelda formula. The whole trailer for Breath of the Wild makes it look like to be a lot darker. Different change of tone. To be fair, like the end couple of seconds of the trailer were generally quite creepy with the corpse coming back to life and stuff like that. And obviously, like the decapitated hand that was had the spell coming out of it and all that kind of stuff. So it's very dark. Like a lot of people were expecting it to be like the Majora's Mask to Ocarina of Time, because that was like a very dark and twisted game.
So I'd
be interested to see where they take this story and this game world and characters. So I'm excited to see what they do with it all.
I must say, although I have only played a little bit of Link's Awakening, I have watched plenty of Breath of the Wild on YouTube and stuff, so I am fully aware of, you know, the gameplay and everything, and the cooking and everything like that. It's great. It's a great game. Am I right in saying it was kind of risky them going as open world as it was?
Yeah, completely. We invented the Zelda formula.
And so do you reckon they'll stick with that?
I reckon so. It's whether they go more traditional dungeons or not. I think they will stay with the kind of do anything, whatever order you want kind of thing. I think they will stick with that. Because, like, Breath of the Wild, like, you could literally go and try and face off against the final boss within an hour if you wanted to.
That's not always a wise though, is it, surely?
No, because you wouldn't have any heart, like, you'd have to be a really skilled power. But there are kind of some speed runs of people completing it within an hour, like pro players.
Yeah. There was a speedrun stage at EGX, and I know I had several people doing Breath of the Wild. I never watched it, but yeah.
You know, so it's just
So, Breath of the Wild is your game. Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts on Breath of the Wild 2, Alex? I know Breath of the Wild was one of the first
things. I haven't completed Breath of the Wild, to be fair. I had the original release trailer for Legend of Zelda Horse 2. I've seen that trailer. It does look amazing.
F*** you both!
But Legend of Zelda Horse aside, I think it's time.
Legend of Horse, Breath of the Wild.
Oh, shut up!
Breath of the Horse.
Horse of the Wild.
Stop it! That's your point!
Thank you to everyone for listening this year.
Happy holidays.
And Happy New Year too.
We're out of here.
Goodbye.